Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now about to begin Mishnah Hey of the third chapter of Masachet Kiddushin, Hadaf Samach Bet Amud Aleph. Hamakadesh Ata Yishav Amarkas Havur Ayiti Shehi Kohanet Varehi Leviyah. If a man gives a woman Kiddushin, and he had his own assumptions, he thought she was a Kohanet, turns out she's a Bat Levi, Leviavari Kohenet, or vice versa. Aniyavar Ariashira, he thought she was poor, turns out she's rich. Ashiravar Ariyaniyar, vice versa. Harez Mukudeshit. Why didn't Eshalohitatu? She never misled him. There's no deception here. He made his own mistake. Now, Homer Lisha, Hariat Mukudeshit Li, Laharshit Gayer, or Laharshit Gayri. One of them is not Jewish. And the man approaches the woman and says, these are Kiddushin that will take place when either I convert or after you convert. One of them is an Eved or a Shifcha. And he says the same thing. Let's say she's married. Her husband is, let's say, dying. So he gives her Kiddushin now. Kiddushin will be effective when your husband dies. Let's say he was married to her sister. And let's say she's dying. He can't marry her while the sister is alive. He gives her Kiddushin now, be effective when her sister dies. She has fallen to a Yavam. The Yavam is planning to give her Chalitza, so he gives her Kiddusha that will kick in after Chalitza. Eina Mekudeshet. Meaning, according to Tana Kama, according to the Tana in this Mishnah, Kiddushin given to a woman who currently is unavailable for Kiddushin are invalid even if they are set up to be postponed or delayed until she becomes available. And similarly, if a man says to his friend, his wife, your wife, if she gives birth to a girl, that girl's mekudeshet to me, ain't a mekudeshet. Right, and then there's a caveat here, which may or may not be part of the Mishnah. If his friend's wife, on the other hand, were pregnant and was already showing, then Dvarav Kaim, the deal is good. And if she gives birth to a girl, then Mekudeshet. Alright. This entire piece rests on the assumption that although a particular circumstance may become available later on, acting on it now while it is unavailable is invalid even for later on. Let's see. Tanantam, we have Mishnah at the beginning of Trumot. You can't take Truma from something which is already separated from the ground to cover something that's in the ground. In the ground is a chayv mitrumot yet. Mitaram ain't trumato truma. If you do so, it's meaningless. Now, Ba'amin Ravasi Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan was asked by his Talmud Ravasi, Amar perot arugazu tlushim, yu truma al perot arugazu mechubarim. So let's say you had already uprooted stuff and you tried to use it to cover stuff that's still in the ground. Or perot arugazu truma al perot arugazu tlushim, vice versa, and you added l'chshiyit talshu that regarding the grounded stuff that's in the ground, you said, and it will take effect only when it's uprooted. V'nith l'shu, and then they were uprooted. My, is that original truma valid now? Amar le, Rabbi Yochanan says, kol shebiyado lav k'muchusamai sedami. Since it's totally in your control to uproot these things, therefore, it's not as if the lack of being uprooted now is considered an obstacle, and therefore the truma is good. That's Rabbi Yochanan. So, Eitevei, Son Ravasi asked Rabbi Yochanan, or we're asking on Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah, etc., and a Kudeshet, which means that when you give Kiddushin to a girl who currently is unavailable for Kiddushin, just like Mechubarim, it's invalid even when things clear up. Now, Bishlam HaKulu Lav Biyato, I understand all the other ones, like somebody dying, and like her converting or something, it's not in his hands. Alager Nami Lav Biyato. Sorry, Alager Havi Biyato. But for him to convert is up to him. So that means it's in his control to convert. The non-Jewish man should be able to give the Jewish woman Kiddushin, so Kudeshet Lai Alachashet Gayer, and then he can convert. It's in his hands. Why isn't that valid? Parallel to Truma. The answer is, Ger Nami Lav Biyado. That's also not in his control. Rechia Bar Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself taught that Ger Tzarich Shlosha, a Ger needs a Beit Din. My time, oh, why? Mishpat ktivei kedin. Because in the context of Mishpat achad yelachem, velager, the allusion is that Giur, and we studied this in Yevamot, in the fourth parak, that a ger needs a proper beitin, just like any other Mishpat. And therefore, me, Yemar de Mizdaku, Lehanit Vata, who says that these three guys will agree to sit down and be a beitin for him, so it is not in his control to convert. He needs the help of others. Okay, that solves our Mishnah. If that's the case, I don't tend pruta the shifchato. If a man gives a pruta to his own shifcha, from our Ramakudesh Lacharsha Shtacharech, you're Mikudesh to me as soon as I free you, which is in his control, Ham Rav Kedushin should be valid. Which theoretically could be the case, but there was no such exception mentioned in the Mishnah. So he said, "Hachi hashta, hatami kar behema hashta dat acheret." Think about it. It's not as if she went through some formal change or technical change before he freed her and after he freed her. She's a qualitatively different person. Before, and she wasn't Jewish. Now she's Jewish. Before, she was a shivcha, asura ben chorin. Now she's a bat chorin, asura be'eved. Totally different. So certainly, giving it to her while she is a shivcha for it to take effect later on is meaningless. Now, Rav Ashaya, if that's the case, then look at Rav Ashaya's statement. Obtain pruta l'ishto. A man does something wacky. He gives a pruta to his wife. And he says, this pruta is for kiddushin that will take place after I divorce you. For some technical reason, they wanted to be divorced and then remarry. And he wants to lock it up, so he gives her the pruta now. Eina mekudeshet. So Rav Ashaya says, doesn't work. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it should be kedushin because it's in his control. The answer is not in his control. He has the control to divorce her. He can't force her to marry him later on. So that's out of his control. Therefore, it's invalid. So if that's the case, then Tifshel Debray Rav Ashaya, then that should help us solve Rav Ashaya's question that he asked subsequent to the previous statement. Hanoten shtei prutot l'isha. He goes up to a woman who's not his wife, gives her two prutot. He gives her one pruta and says, you're mekudesh to me today. And he gives her another one and says, and you're mekudesh to me after I divorce you. So Tishrei Rabbanan on the law of kedushin. According to that, Rav Ashaya's questions should be answered. The second kedushin are invalid because, again, it's not in his control, just like he answered before. So, nah, maybe not. Dilma keichet etafsi kedushin hashta etafsi namalach harmikein. Maybe this is different. When a guy's already married to a girl, and then he gives her a pruta and says, after I divorce you, this will kick in. It's a whole new kinyan, and that is not in his control. But here, he's giving her two kinyanim simultaneously, and says, I'm giving you kedushin now, and I'm also giving you kedushin for after I divorce you. I know I have a hot temper. I'm going to write a get. I'm giving you kedushin now to lock it in. That may work, because the first one may carry the second one. All right. Tanya Kavat Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brayta that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Ein tormin min atalush al mechubar. You don't take truma from talush al mechubar, as we saw earlier. So I'm ein trumato truma. Good. Ketzad. Amar perot arugazut lushin yu truma al perot arugazut mechubaret. If you say that the fruit of that bed, which is uprooted already, is truma to cover that stuff which is in the ground, or peroto gazu peroto, truma peroto gazu lushin or marklum. Right, we already saw that. Avala marlchit lashu. So this says exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says. If you say when they get uprooted and then they get uprooted, drive kaimin, it works. Now yeter al kenem Rabbelazar and Yaakov. Rabbelazar and Yaakov took it one step further. Same thing. In other words, the stuff in the ground is not even mature. It's not like it's about to be uprooted. It's not even mature. It hasn't even come to a shlish of its growth, a third of its growth, which beforehand it's not even in Be'onat Ma'asrot. So if you say about this immature stuff, I'm taking truma now to cover it, and it's only going to be effective when it matures and then gets uprooted. So Rav Lazar and Yaakov took it further than Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan evidently said that the perot have to be at least after shlish and ready to get uprooted, get harvested. They're just not harvested now. So now, Amar Rabba, Lo Amar Rabba Lazar and Yaakov, this is version 1 of Rabba's statement. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, even Rav Elazar ben Yaakov went that far, only said it b'shachat. He's talking about hard grass. Aval ba'agam lo, but soft stuff that's just too soft to feed anything, anybody, even Rav Elazar ben Yaakov would say, that's too immature to count. Rav Yosef Amar, filu ba'agam, Rav Yosef took it one step further and said, no, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov would agree with any sort of stuff. Now, parenthetically, my mashmud ha'agam leishan de butzlanahu, how do I know that the word agam means something that's very, very soft? something that comes out of the ground and is so soft that it can be bent over. Because in the Nevuah of Yeshayahu, when he talks about how people bow their heads in prayer and fasting when they still haven't taken care of the real problem, it says, Halachof ke'agmon rosho. That is to bend your head over like a reed. All right, good. So we see agam means something like a reed, something very soft that bends. Now, if that's the case, Kamanaz Lahadatanya, look at this bright. It says, Omer Lachavarom Yalda Ishtachane Kivam Kudeshet Li, Lo Amar Klum. In our Mishnah, we said that when you say to a guy, if your wife gives birth to Nekeva, she's Mekudeshet to me, it said nothing. Viyam Rav Chanin Rav Chanin Adel Lo Shanul Eshein Ishtom Uberet. That's only if the wife's not pregnant. A man married a girl. She's not pregnant at all, and again, a guy comes up to her husband and says, if your wife gives birth to a girl, I'm a kaddisher. That's no good. Well, she don't bear it, but if the wife's pregnant, then it works. Come on. So who does that work like? Ika Rabba, if it goes following Rabba, who said that even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would say that the grass has to be somewhat hard for the truma to work, then we'd have to say kshu kar ubara. Then, at least in the case of the wife, you'd have to say that the bay she's showing. Ikra of Yosef Yishalokar Abara, and according to Rav Yosef, and this is somewhat of a loose alignment, but according to Rav Yosef, you would say even if she's not showing, as long as she is in reality pregnant, then it's just like this soft stuff on the ground. It's far away from being real now, but the reality is it's there. V'ikadamri, there's another version of Rabba. Amar Rabba lo amar rosh ben Yaakov ela b'shachat tevei kivsha. It's only true about shachat in an unirrigated field, which means you're not going to. It's only a field. Stay a baal that gets rained on, and you're never gonna. That guy can irrigate it again. It's just gonna grow on its own. Shachat tevei shakya, but in an irrigated field, lo, because you still have to water it. He also wants a field with shachat tevei shakya. So Rav Yosef also is not willing to go to an agam. He says, still has to be shachat, but even shachat and shakya, one step more lenient or more expansive. Now, if that's the case, then come on, Azla, Adatan, Rebel, Chaverim, Yalda, Ishtachan, Kevam, Gureshat, Li, Long Aklum, Viam, Rab, Chanina, Lo, Shonu, Lo, Shain, Ishtomu, Beret. Shtomu, Beret, Vav, Kayamim, we already saw this. According to that, come on, Shukar, Barab, Divrei, Kol, then everybody will agree, both Rab and Rav Yosef will say, that will only work if she's showing. Because again, they limited Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's ruling to shachat, which is already somewhat edible and somewhat usable. Okay, now, Amar Abaye. Abaye does what Abaye does quite often, which is to look at the Tanaim and say there's a conceptual thread that runs through several Tanaim. We found one here, and now I'll link them with two or three others. In our case, two others. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, V'Rebbe Meir, Kulu Sfirulu, they all agree that, they all accept the notion that Adnam Maknet Avar Shelo Bal Olam. A person is able to acquire to another something that doesn't yet exist. That's really the heart and soul of this sugya. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Hadamran, because Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said that you could effectively connect yourself to fruit that's not even ready to be truma. It's not even brought shlish. It's not even matured a third, and nonetheless you could do truma that's effective on it for later on. Rebbe, how do we know that Rebbe holds that? Tanya, lotaskir evet al adonav. We saw this in the fourth parak of Gittin. Pasuk says you're not allowed to hand an evet over to his master. What's talking about? Rebbe omer belokech evet al manat shacharo ketuv medaber. That's talking about a case when you buy an evet on condition that you're going to free him. You buy him from somebody else in order to free him. Hey chidami, how does that work? Nachum bar Yitzchak kegon dechatav leilshekachecha hare leilshekachecha tzocha kanui lechami achshav. You write him a shtar that says, the minute that I buy you, you're already freed from there. And therefore, lo tazkir means you can't hand him back and you can't enslave him yourself. All right, so Rebbe says, you could free an Eved you don't own yet. right? Which means you can be makne davar shel bal olam. You can makne this eved's freedom when you don't yet own him. Or Meir, how do we know where Meir holds that? Tanya, ha'omer lisha ar mishnah. Harem kudeshet li lachash tkei 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 lachash. All nine cases that we had in our Mishnah, and Mekudeshet, that's our Mishnah. Rav Meir Omer Mekudeshet, Rav Meir disagrees, says Kiddushin work. Now, Rav Yochanan Sanlarmar and Mekudeshet, so he disagrees with Tanakama. Rav Yehuda Nasi Omer Mekudeshet, he says Mekudeshet. Rav Yehuda Nasi, of course, is Rebbe, so we've already mentioned him. Now, Matam Amru and Mekudeshet, so Rav Yehuda Nasi says, in reality, they will not allow Kiddushin to be valid in the case of when your husband dies, when the sister dies. Why? Mishum Eva. Because it's going to create terrible feelings, obviously, within the family. But, technically, it really is good. I have an actual number of Yudanasi, so why didn't Abaye count Rabbi Yudanasi? The answer is, Hanu Rabbi. Rabbi said, that's a Rabbi. He already counted it. An actual number of Rabbi Akiva. Why isn't Rabbi Akiva on his list as somebody who's agrees that you can mock and Dabar Shalom Ba'olam? Tanya, the Mishnah at the end of Nedarim, says, Konam Sha'ani Osava Fich. If a woman says, I'm being madir any of my wages from you to her husband, ain't sarich lafer. There's no need to do hafarat nedarim because she doesn't have a right over it. The neder's invalid because she's meshubad to him. V'kivu omer yafer. He says, you should do hafarat. Why? Shema tadif alav yater min ha-ra'uilo. Because maybe she'll make more money than is really coming to him based on their agreement. Mizonot. Take a look at the fourth and fifth parakim of Masachik Tubot. And therefore you see that Rabbi Akiva says that even though her wages don't yet exist, she has a claim over it. She has a purview over them such that her neder is valid. But that's not true. This is why Rabbi Akiva is not on his list, because Ayit Mar Alam Rabbi Chenuna Beredu Rabbi Yeshua Pomerit Yikadshu Yadai Laosehem. She wasn't Makdish her wages. She was Madir her hands for what they make. Her hands exist. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva was not talking about her making a neder on her wages, but rather on her hands themselves. They exist, and therefore that's not in the category of Davar Shelo Ba'al Olam. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Adaf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Pick up in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.